This book is called Stone Age Boy. An amazing thing once happened to me. I was wandering in the wood when I tripped and found myself falling down, down, down. When I woke up, I was in a cold, dark place. I could see daylight in the distance and I stumbled towards it. Outside, everything was different. I realized I was lost, completely lost. So I walked and walked and walked. Then, to my relief, I saw someone, a girl. She was about my age, but she didn't look like any of the girls I knew.
And I don't think I looked like any of the boys she knew.
She took me home to meet her family, and what family it was. They looked very strange, but they were kind to me and gave me some stew. I couldn't understand anything they were saying. Though I worked out my new friend's name was Om, then I must have fallen asleep.
The next morning, Om showed me around the camp. Everyone seemed busy and had a job to do. Over the next few days, I saw so much I have never seen before. Om's people had no knives and forks, no plastic, no metal even. Everything they had was made of wood, stone, animal skins, or bones. I saw them
making fire by striking flint stones together or turning a wooden drill. Fire is used for cooking to keep warm and sometimes to scare animals. Making tools by flint knapping. The flints are chipped, trimmed and sharpened and then made into knives, spearheads and scrapers for cleaning animal skins. I had a go, but it was very difficult using tools. Tools are made to make wood, antlers and bones into all spears and ornaments. Cutting a slice out of a bone, sharpening it on a grindstone, piercing a hole. It's a super needle, ornaments. Using throwing sticks, you can throw a spear faster and faster.
Preparing and using animal skins, skinning a deer, scraping the hide clean, drying it, cutting it, piercing holes, sewing it together. Using skins to repair a tent, cutting meal, preparing and cooking food, drying meat, smoking meat, drying fish, boiling soup by putting a red hot stone into a leather bag, grilling meat.
One afternoon, we went to the river. The little ones picked up berries and nuts, but Om and I watched the men fishing. They held their pointed spears high and stood as still as trees. Then, suddenly, swoosh, their spears dropped down like lightning and came up against spiky, wriggling silver fish.
Suddenly, a boy ran up, shouting and pointing to the hills. At once, several people grabbed their spears and followed him. Erm and I followed them. Slowly, slowly, we crept forwards until we saw a reindeer. It was standing alone, munching the grass.
A signal, the others ran towards it, yelling and throwing their spears. And I didn't have spears, but we yelled anyways. It was so exciting. A spear caught the reindeer in its side, and it fell to the ground.
That night, we had a party to celebrate. We cooked the reindeer over a great fire, and there was music and dancing. I joined in on air guitar.
As the days became weeks, Om and her people taught me many things. I was very happy. Then, one day, Om took me to a special place. We walked a long way until we came to the mountain of a cave. Om struck flint stones together to make fire. She lit a torch and we went in.
Whoa, wow.
It took me a moment to realize animals were only paintings. In the flickering light of the torch, they looked real, as if they were running all around us.
Om went over to the tools and paints the artists had left and began to draw. Suddenly, I saw something move in the darkness.
It was a big, furious cave bear. I shouted at Om to run, and I turned to face the bear with my spear. I felt very small. Suddenly, the ground gave way,
and I found myself falling down, down, down.
When I woke up, the bear had gone, so had Om. I rushed outside. The air felt different, warmer. I walked a long way, calling for Om. But I never found her.
Instead, I found I was back home. When I told my family what happened, they didn't believe me. They said I'd only been gone for a few hours and I must have fallen asleep and dreamt it. Years passed, but I never forgot my friend Om. I am an archaeologist now. That's me in my glasses. Everywhere I go, look in the past for signs of Om. And I never stop learning from her and her people. What was it, a dream? Maybe.
This is it.
Yeah.
Maybe not.